This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lori London.
The United States Senate knocked down a filibuster aimed at blocking a final vote on health care reform and scored a big victory for the American people.
The president praising Senate Democrats who, after haggling over health care reform for close to a year, can now taste victory.
With this vote, we're rejecting a system in which one class of people can afford to stay healthy while another cannot. It demands for the first time in American history that good health will not depend on great wealth.
Majority Leader Harry Reid, the Senate passing an early morning test vote, but Republicans are outraged.
All they're worried now is about payoffs and politics, and I think it's a terrible mistake for the American people, and that's why the support of this bill now in America is at an all-time low.
Senator John Barrasso, the final vote expected on Christmas Eve, but if the bill passes in the Senate, a compromise bill between the House and the Senate versions will have to be reached before a final vote on the measure. This is a Fox News alert.
The final numbers aren't in yet, but it looks like the big East Coast snowstorm this weekend didn't hurt Christmas sales too much. Retail analysts saying people adjusted their shopping plans because of the weather, but kept on buying. It should be a slow week on Wall Street, but we do have quarterly earnings reports today. Drugstore chain Walgreens shows a healthy profit, up 20%, due to a spike in prescription drug sales, including flu shots. Conagra Foods, which makes Chef Boyardee, Healthy Choice, and Slim Jims, cooked up a $240 million profit. And a Christmas change of heart by Target. Seven overnight shift workers had been fired from a store in Buffalo, New York, after they bought up a bunch of Zuzu pets before they were to go on sale in the morning, a case of insider buying. Well, Target's thought better and has reinstated the workers, and they get to keep the Zuzu pets. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hank Weindler.
If you're a small business owner, you're used to things being hard. Managing your money? Hard. Keeping customers happy? Hard. Work hours, taxes, profits? Hard, hard, hard. It's time for you to have something easy. Intuit QuickBooks Online makes running your business easy, and it's easy to get started. You can be sending your first invoice in just a few minutes. QuickBooks Online organizes your entire business in one place. See who's paid you and who hasn't, and compare monthly expenses all with just a few clicks. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
There are quite a number of neighborhood flower shops around Westchester County these days. As in all things, some are better than others. And in the Colonial Village Shopping Center on Weaver Street in Scarsdale, just to the north of New Rochelle, there exists a florist of very great style and renown. Colonial Village Flowers specializes in beautiful seasonal flowers arranged in good taste, with the lovely low-key result that all Colonial Village presentations, bouquets, and arrangements look like they were actually grown, collected, and gathered in the natural setting of your own garden. Good taste in flowers has for years been a special trademark of Joe Ward and his talented floral arrangers at Colonial Village, featuring the natural look without pomp or ceremony. So please know that there is at least one flower shop on your classy wavelength. Joe Ward's Colonial Village Flowers at 1515 Weaver Street in Scarsdale. Call 723-2888. That's 723-2-3-8.
This is Marilyn Caselli with some winter tips from Con Edison. Have a qualified contractor inspect and clean your heating system. Open drapes or blinds during the day to let the sun in. It's free. And remember, never use your gas range or oven to heat your home. Visit ConEd.com for energy tips, new energy efficiency programs, bill payment help, and to report electric power problems or gas leaks. Also find us on Facebook.com/PowerOfGreen.
Con Edison. On it.
There's the updated weather forecast for Westchester County and vicinity. We've got sunny and brisk weather coming up for today with a slight chance of an afternoon flurry in a few spots. Temperatures for today into the lower 30s. Northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting up to 30. For tonight, it'll be clear. Nighttime lows near 20. Sunny and brisk weather on Tuesday with Tuesday's highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear weather at night back into the mid-upper teens. Wednesday is looking mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 30s. And Thursday, partly sunny, mid-30s as well. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX and WVIP Worldwide.
Hello, this is Airman First Class Lassane from Misawa Air Base in Japan. This is for my parents, friends, and family in the Bronx. I just want to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's.
Happy Hanukkah.
From AM 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Warning, Good morning. My name is Anthony Galette, and I'm here today with you doing a tribute to my father-in-law, Joseph Candrea. On the 10th year anniversary of his passing, I'm joined with me in the studio today by Lou Felicione, Michael Brown, Miss Tawny, and Bob Levinsohl. The first 35 minutes just flew by. Seems like I just blinked my eyes and we're already past the break. So I want to give the people who took the time to come down to the air and be in the studio with me today a chance to express their feelings. Lou, you're up first.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Anthony. I want to thank Joe is how I got started in this radio. I was a guest on Joe's show a lot of nights, a lot of days, I mean. And I started with Charlie DeCosa and was a spinoff, basically, from Joe's show. We talked about Weston and Rochelle. And I just want to tell you about the person, Joe, what type of person he was. Every night I used to go to Anthony's house when I lived on First Street. Anthony was on Charles Street. And I used to sit in the backyard with Joe and Gate. And we used to talk about all these things. And almost all the things I talk about, union stuff today, I learned from Joe. I learned from Joe when I talk helping unions out, because I was always a shop steward and involved in unions. That was Joe's. Joe knew that. Joe was a shop steward. He was a big union man. And a lot of stuff I learned from him, from Joe schooling me in his backyard. And the generous side of Joe, you know, we had the Boys and Girls Club there at Feeney Park. And every year, Joe would come up with the money for the trophies to give the kids. And he'd make sure that the best player on the team and the stinkiest kid on the team would get a trophy. He didn't single out who was the better one, who was the least one, who was the middle. He gave everybody, every kid a trophy there. That's the type of guy he was. He didn't believe it just should go for the superstars. He, you know, even though it costs more money, he says, I don't care what it costs. Every kid deserves a trophy. Every kid. That's the type of guy Joe Candrea was. And just a great all-around man. And Anthony calls him Pop. It was his father-in-law. I call him Pop, too. I always sat in the backyard many nights. And I miss him dearly. And he was like a father to me. And God bless you. I know you're in heaven. And I know you're looking down. And I know if you got a phone there up there, you'd be calling in, Joe. All right, Michael.
It's an honor to be here, to pay tribute to such a great man. I can't believe it's 10 years. I remember hearing the news. I remember being at his funeral. And he touched the lives of not just me, but my parents. And I always knew Joe as this tough guy. And somebody said he was a big guy. He really physically was not a big guy. But he had a big personality, and you didn't want to mess with him either. I mean, you could tell he was all muscle, and he was, but he never used it, at least is what I saw. But one of the things that hasn't been said here much today is his love for Enos. And my mother was on the Clean City Committee with him. And many of you know Joe won the lotto. And after working many, many years, very, very hard to support his family, real self-made man. And my mother used to talk about this guy whose wife, he won the lotto, and his wife was a homebody and didn't like traveling. So he stayed around, but he got his joy other ways. He spread his money around to the Boys and Girls Club, to the church, and basically anybody needed any help, Joe was there. And I think that says a lot about Joe. He was his personality, I think in his younger years, was a rough and tumble guy. But I think the pecan is a really good, description of him. And so that's how, and when I made the connection between Joe, who I knew was a public personality, who was a rabble rouser, and the guy who was staying with his wife and being a good husband and loving her, that made a real impression on me. The other thing is when at the time when Joe and Bob Schaefer were having a show, Bob said some things to me that were not exactly PC, and it's all water under the bridge, and it's all been recovered. But about 5 minutes after this conflagration with Bob Schaefer, I see Joe Candrea hustle into the studio, and his face is bright red, and he's walking back and forth in front of the glass. And I said, "Oh God, he's here to kick my you know what." Joe, I really could have waited for the break, and I waited, and the break came, and I was like, "Oh God, this is not going to be pretty." And Joe walked into the studio, and he said, "Michael, I am so sorry. I can't tell you how sorry I am." And I said, "What are you sorry for, Joe?" He said, "For what Bob said." I said, "Joe, you didn't say it. Bob did. He's his own man. He's a And he said, no. He's my co-host, and I'm responsible for it." I said, "No, you're not. He's an adult. You're an adult." And I just thought that said a lot about Joe also. I don't know what he was doing or where he was, but he came right over. The other thing, I'm going to take three, and then I have another one if we can fill it in at the end. The other thing is, Joe was a pretty conservative guy politically. And he made a very good friendship with a former councilwoman of ours, the late great Rhoda Quash. And when she passed away, which was not too much before Joe, Joe, after a horrible bout with cancer, Joe planted a tree in front of his house in her honor. And I think that said a lot about Joe. He went out and he dedicated something to somebody who was a natural adversary of his, but who became friends with him. And she, you know, and she and he became good friends. And I think that says a lot about Joe.
That tree is still there. I trim it yearly. Unfortunately, the plaque that he had put out there has gone, but the tree is still there.
Oh, thank you, Anthony. It's an honor to be here. One of my favorite memories of Joe and Enos is I was driving up to VOX one day. I'm coming up the driveway. I see Enos and Joe with their trunk open. And as I'm driving by, I see like 50 St. Anthony breads. And it was so cute. Yeah. You know, I could tell they adored each other. They did wonderful things together. And here they were handing out from their trunk. Everybody in VOX got their own personal bread. And they were all day would deliver breads all over the place. I mean, they were just very generous people, Enos too, and all aspects of their life, with it, whether it was friendship, community, no matter what, they were just extremely generous, beautiful people. And
amen.
I understand we have three callers. Chris, let's put one up. Good morning. You're on WVOX.
Oh, hi, Anthony. It's Lorraine.
How are you, Lorraine?
Hi,
okay.
Lorraine.
You know, I couldn't miss this opportunity to pay tribute to Joe. I mean, he was just larger than life. And when I heard My Way this morning, I mean, it brought back such memories. I mean, that was his song, my goodness. And Joe had, he had such a heart of gold, and he and Enos were just such, you know, they were such contributors to so many different organizations in New Rochelle, the Feeney Boys, the Feeney Park Boys and Girls Club. I remember they were so dedicated to the Humane Society, St. Joseph's Church, and you could just go on and on. And Joe also was a big supporter of the Armory. He wanted that for a Boys and Girls Club and a community center. I remember he took part in the marches.
Absolutely.
And, you know, every time they had a meeting and citizens to be heard, Joe was there. And he would point out what he felt was wrong with New Rochelle. And, you know, they sat up and they listened, sort of. And, but Joe, I don't know, he was just so larger than life, and he spoke from the heart. He really spoke from the heart.
Yeah.
You know?
They listened, and the main thing was they knew that Joe was looking over their shoulder from that point forward. He kept everybody honest.
But he loved
New
Rochelle. He was so passionate about it that, you know, he spoke what he felt, you know, should be done. And he was hoping they would listen. And, you know, you just had to admire him. He and Enos, they were so generous to everybody. If they had a dollar, they'd give you 90 cents, you know, if you needed it. Or if you didn't need it. They were just so wonderful.
More like 95, but we're coming up against the hard break, Lorraine. I appreciate the call.
We have two
callers holding. We'll get to you right after the break.
Christmas spirit. How about you? AM 1460 WVOX.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Doesn't seem like anything's going to stop the Senate's health care reform bill now. Last night, the first of three votes leading up to Christmas Eve. President Obama.
The Senate has moved us closer to reform that makes a tremendous difference for families, for seniors, for businesses, and for the country as a whole.
If you're stuck on an airplane on the ground, they have to let you off after 3 hours. New rules from the Transportation Department.
Within 2 hours, airlines must provide passengers with food, water, medical attention if needed, and make sure the lavatories still work. All this in response to more than 600 planes that were delayed on airport tarmacs for 3 hours or more. That just in the first 6 months of this year.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in D.C. The change goes into effect in 3 months. They'll do an autopsy soon on the actress Brittany Murphy.
She had a little bit of medical history, but we're looking into all aspects of it.
Ed Winter with the L.A. County Coroner's Office. Murphy was 32. She died yesterday morning. Fox News. We report. You decide.
There's an abundance of versatile activities located at Westchester's number one entertainment complex. We are, of course, talking about New Rock City. Now, let's take a moment to just tell you a few of the activities you'll find there. For example, games of pool, a 17-lane bowling alley, an indoor glow-in-the-dark miniature golf facility, video arcades with every imaginable game, 18 movie theaters with an IMAX screen and first-run flicks, and a Modell's unlimited supply of sporting goods. Now, if you're hungry, you have a choice of family-style restaurants from Buffalo Wild Wings to good old American Applebee's. Did you know that New Rock City has a Marriott Residence Inn? And then there's the ever-popular Lofts at New Rock with magical panoramic views of Long Island Sound. In other words, there is everything for everybody at New Rock City, and that's why it's called Westchester's number one entertainment megaplex. New Rock City, right in the heart of New Rochelle, and so easy to get to by taking I-95 to exit 16 or by taking the Hutchinson River Parkway.
This is John Fix the Third from Cornell's True Value Hardware. Did you know that Cornell's is one of the oldest family businesses in Westchester County? Our business was incorporated 100 years ago in 1909 by the Cornell brothers. My grandfather, John Fix Sr., started working for the Cornell family in 1916 and purchased the business from them in 1932. And in the 1950s, his sons, John Jr. and Thomas, joined the business. Finally, in the 1980s, the third generation came aboard to help run the store. Today, my dad still comes in nearly every day, helping customers, along with my cousin Thomas, my sister Marybeth, and of course myself. We're proud of the long history Cornell's and the Fix family has of helping our friends and neighbors improve and maintain their homes, and we're excited that 2009 marks 100 years since Cornell's was incorporated. So stop in and help us celebrate our 100th anniversary. The Cornell's Hardware Store is in Eastchester, between Scarsdale and Bronxville, on Route 22, the White Plains Post Road. Cornell's True Value Hardware, serving Westchester homeowners since 1909.
Peace on Earth.
That's what I want for Christmas.
Happy Holidays.
From WVOX Worldwide.
1460 WVOX.
Good morning. We're back in the studios here with a tribute to Joe Candria on the 10th year anniversary of his passing. I'd just like to take 1 second to thank the engineer Chris behind the glass there and his understudy Bob Marone. Okay, Chris, we'll take our next call.
Hey, Anthony, it's Chris Templeman.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Hey, everybody.
Thanks
Hi,
for
Chris.
Taking the time
hey,
Chris, out to call.
Holidays. Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I have to tell you, one habit Rich Moreno taught me was whenever anything really significant happens, to put it into your calendar. And so every year I look at that date, and I remember when Lou came into the office to tell me, and really how devastated I was when I heard the news. And, I just wanted to share with you how much Joe and really all of you really meant to me. I mean, one of my greatest memories was Sunday mornings and getting together with the old-timers, and I don't think I could smell a cigar, I think, without thinking about Joe, and that's really still true to this date. But I just remember all the really great things that Joe did, and one of the things I really remember was his support of the Pee Wee program, which still to this day I have kids that come up to me and tell me about their first trophy, being the trophy that they received at the Boys and Girls Club. And these are kids that went on to play high school sports, college sports, and kids that have done very well. So his choosing of supporting something which people remember and I think really impacted lots of kids really during the start of a lot of great things to come for a lot of kids, I think really is telling to Joe. So I really just wanted to call and wish you my best. I just want to let you and Enos and your family know that it's something I look at every year when December 21st rolls around. It pops up in my calendar, so I'll be remembering that for the rest of my life. But you know, just wanted to share how much Joe meant and all of you guys meant and continue to mean.
Thanks a lot, Chris. And that's what Lou was referring to before when Joe first came and was asked to do the trophies for the Pee Wees. He said, "I won't give you one penny unless every kid gets a trophy."
That's right. And that, you know, it really can't be understated. I mean, you have kids that do really well, and that's great. But, you know, I think just to kind of give kids recognition, you know, I think makes people feel good. And you might think that they don't realize that then, but, you know, they really is something that a lot of those kids remembers for the rest of their life. So he's really to be credited with that that idea.
Yeah, and thanks a lot, Chris. I understand we have two more callers.
Absolutely.
I just want to make mention of some of the people who were able to call in 9 years ago but not able to call in today. And we have Gate DiTillo, Ray Riga, John Pano, Carmine Saraceno. Those people are up with Joe. They're forming their own club up there. And we haven't heard from Ken from Pelham, but he also called in at the last show. Let's take our next caller, Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Anthony.
Yes.
It's Tina.
Hey, Tina. How are you?
How are you? I'm glad I didn't hear your opening. I would have been crying for the rest of the day.
Please.
Anyway, congratulations, Grandpa.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, Joe was a remarkable person. I mean, you know, everything he said that was going to happen with downtown happened.
Yeah.
You know, he had insight. He was a very smart man. And I, you know, I wish somebody could come up and be half the man he is today to straighten that downtown out.
Absolutely.
You know, and when Lou said about him supporting organizations, I remember he used to have the handicap for the guidance center barbecues. He was unbelievable how he supported that. I mean, you know, he was just amazing. You know, and I don't think there's anything he didn't give to. You know, any organization him and Enos don't give to. You know, the Salvation Army, St. Jude's, you know, never mind the churches, the local churches and stuff. I mean, they were always giving to someone, you know, and also how he supported downtown business. You know, he supported my business. You know, they could have gone to Central Avenue and places and shopped for a lot cheaper. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But he always supported the downtown business, their furniture. There isn't anything, windows for the house, the groceries, everything that they have was bought in the downtown.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, that's to be, he's to be commended for a lot of those things that he did.
Tina.
And his little tree.
Yeah.
I remember somebody's dog was tinkling on it one day and he went crazy. And
yeah.
I said, "Oh my God, what
yeah.
kind of people am I with?"
Yeah.
But, you know,
thank you very much for the call.
God bless him, and God bless all of you.
Yeah,
everybody has a good
Merry,
holiday.
Merry Christmas. Okay. I understand we have Jim Mazzano on the phone, and we have a soundbite from Larry Golson. I want to do them right back to back. Jim, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Anthony, it's Jim Mazzano. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for calling, Jim.
Oh, please. This is like my pleasure. You know, I the first thing I want to say is I just still miss Joe so much to this day. He was one of the most colorful and honest and personable and generous and fun people I ever met in my whole life. And when Joe passed away, it was the equivalent of a family member passing away. I remember when he passed away, I was at a political event, and I had to run out because my wife called me and said that Joe had passed away. I was devastated. But, you know, let me just say this. When I started out as a young politician wanting to run for mayor, Joe was really a mentor to me. And I'm not quite sure Joe ever thought of himself as the mentor type, but he was a mentor. I mean, he taught me a ton about this city. He taught me even more about the West End of New Rochelle. He taught me how to fight for what you believe in and don't back down and don't try to, I guess the best way to say it is kiss butt to the important people, the most important people, the regular people living in their houses in those neighborhoods that needed someone to protect them. I can't even tell you how much I learned from Joe. He was just a prince in New Rochelle. And I know I equate him with Anthony. I think you would agree. There were two people that helped me in my early career that were just so honest and so true blue, you can never replace them. And they were Joe Candrea and my mother.
Absolutely. All right, Jimmy, thank you very much. Chris, I want to squeeze in that the tape from Larry Goldstein, please, at this point.
Sure. Thank you so much for including me. Joe Cantria was the greatest.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Anthony, this is Larry Goldstein. I'm one of Joe's many friends. I'm out of town, so I wouldn't be able to call in live, and Don permitted me to tape this for you. When I moved to New Rochelle, I lived at the near the corner of Washington and Webster, right around the corner from Joe and Inez. And they made their home available to me, and they were my first friends in New Rochelle on the ground. They were just wonderful. Then when Alec came to live with me, they became almost surrogate parents for him, buying him gewgaws and the Hanukkah present and all sorts of just little things to make the boy welcome in New Rochelle. It was greatly, greatly appreciated. Joe Cantria was someone with a huge, huge heart, and Inez was the love of his life. It was a ball being their neighbors. And on the air, of course, Joe was one of the regular and sagacious callers that I had the honor of working with on the air. It was a pleasure, constantly a pleasure. And Inez, of course, is one of the great lights of New Rochelle. So just many prayers for Joe in heaven and for you, your family, and Inez here on earth. Thanks a lot.
For those of you out there, that was Larry Goldstein. He did the morning show before Bob. I want everybody, Dennis, say a few words real quick because I have a song dedicated for the sign-off. We have Dennis, DJ Nardone got his first start here with Joe Cantria.
Yes, that's excuse me, absolutely true. Anthony, thank you for including me in the WVOX family here with the tribute for Joe. And I'm sorry I was stuck in traffic on 95 as a car accident. But real quickly, you know, you guys said it all here and the ladies and everyone else on phone calls. But, you know, Joe, it was very simple. He just wants equality for everyone. If he did something in the North End, he wanted it in the West End. He did something in West End, he wanted it done in the South End. He just wanted things clean. He wanted things simple. And he had that open heart. He was generous. And he just wanted equality for everyone. Like you said with the trophies. You know, a trophy for everyone. He just wanted everything to be the same. He didn't want any favoritism. And he was a fighter. And he was a guy that he walked quietly, but he carried a big stick. But he was just a great guy. And I thank him for everything.
Thank you. I have to apologize to everybody in the studio here because we're running out of time. I'd like to take this time to Cantria, Gallette, and Ballantoni families to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. May your holiday season be filled with love. As long as there are people who are willing to voice their opinion and have the courage of their convictions to make New Rochelle a better place to live, Pop, you may be gone, but you'll never be forgotten. And I'd like to sign off by dedicating this song to my mother-in-law, Enis Cantria.
Down on me every day. I have an angel in heaven, but to me he's not far away. He'll
the most wonderful.